Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got news for you. Weather-wise, it's just downright glorious. I did not fully appreciate just how nice it was. Man, it is, we're hanging steady at around 67 degrees. And this is where we're going to be for the next almost 10 days. Isn't that nuts? Remember last, of course you do. But then again, as I tell folks, like people who are new to Central Virginia, this is Central Virginia, right? And the weather is what the weather is. My friend Tony Pham is without doubt one of the finest men that I know, a great American, devoted to service. His accomplishments would take us hours and hours and hours to address. But he is now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute, brings his expertise especially with the immigration matters and ICE and what have you. So, Tony, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, hey, thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is great to have you. Now, the first question has absolutely nothing to do with immigration or ICE, but I am trying to keep track of all the people I know and put together a list. I'll check it twice. Halloween giveaways tomorrow. What exactly are you doing at the family estate?
You know, as an empty nester now, I'm like Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace.
Oh, fam!
I know. It's, you know, having lived in this neighborhood for so long, it used to be where we would go out with our kids, and yep, we were so happy to see all the costumes. But, you know, as we got older and the interest waned, you know, it just happens. And I think a lot of parents out there are in the same boat. But again, I wish the kids well in our neighborhoods, because I see a new group of crop of families that came in, and that just is just awesome to see all the cool costumes. Well, we won't be handing out candy this year, I guess. Is there a Bah Humbug for Halloween?
Oh, dude, you are the Bah Humbuggiest. Not only should you keep your lights out, turn your lawn sprinklers on, man. I mean, you know, go all in on this. Goodness
gracious. I know. What are we going to do, Jeff? Hey, look, I'm still a nice, fun guy to hang out with, but yeah, not on Halloween. So.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Yeah, and here we are. Now, I'm just thinking, I just got to share, I am so much older than you are, and I see this for what it is. It's an opportunity, A, to buy candy that I like, and B, to have every kid who gets a treat for me looking out for my house if I ever go away. You know, you got to think strategically here, Mr. Pham.
Yes, sir. But let me tell you, in life, as we study the evolution of our chapters in our story, look, I'm just waiting for grandkids. And then once I become a grandparent, right? Yeah. And then I can then fire up the Halloween costumes and candy giveaways again. So it all comes in phases, Jeff. I'm just in the Mr. Wilson phase and Dennis the Menace right now.
Well, we still love you. There's not going to be any TP in the trees or soap on the windows, but no.
I hope not. I still have my DHS installed security camera.
All right, kid. You go somewhere else. Yeah, you stay away from Mr. Fab. That's all. All right. Well, Tony, let's move on to other stuff here. There's great news in the arena of combating illegal immigration, if I'm reading this correct, in terms of numbers. Now, I'm not a numbers guy, but you know all of this stuff. Deportations, the gotaways, the border crossings themselves. Can you paint a picture for us of those figures?
Sure. I do want to level set the numbers to give appropriate context and comparisons, right?
Okay.
In comparison to the current administration versus what we as a country endured.
Yeah.
In the previous administration for 4 years, 10 plus million undocumented migrants were permitted entry into the United States, either through intentional flying them in using the CBP-1 app or through Biden's failed policies on catch and release. 10 plus million, right? That's almost the size of a 51st state. But be that as it may, we also add on top of the 10 million, 1.2 million known gotaways. Where we have notification that they're there, but we weren't able to apprehend them quick enough to be able to put them through the vetting process so we can at least identify who those individuals were. And over those 4 years, we definitely got apprehended 400-plus individuals who are on our known and suspected terrorist watch list, right?
Mm-hmm.
I won't even tell you about the total thousands, hundreds of thousands of UACs that were brought into the United States, provided access to HHS, Health and Human Services, and then released to unvetted sponsors, where the Biden administration, as you saw the reports, have now lost track of those individuals. So now we are on track of trying to find 300,000 vulnerable, at-risk, unaccompanied minor children. So with that, yep. Being said, I want to give you monthly numbers, okay?
Okay.
So let's just talk about the total Southwest border CBP, Customs and Border Patrol encounters, through the different ports of entry. Just in September of this year, it's 8,386, compared to Biden's September numbers of 53,858. That is a remarkable 84% decrease.
Yep.
And the total numbers by CBP. And that would explain why we're able to surge those resources again into the interior of the United States, as you see in Chicago and Portland, utilizing all of our equities and assets to enhance our interior footprint. Let's just talk about total number of nationwide encounters. Trump in September 2025, this year, 26,000. Back in Biden's age and nationwide encounters, which were caught and released, 144,666. 82% decrease, okay? And so I don't want to bore people to death, but I do want to mention, because, again, vulnerable children should be on top of lists, nonpartisan conversations about how are we going to find these kids. UAC encounters nationwide in September, about 895, which was a 86% decrease compared to the 6,578 that we encountered in Biden September of 2024. Most importantly, the number that I always sit here is zero parole releases by this administration for 5 straight months, meaning catch and release is done, right? And so that way, we're looking at policies that are in fact effective in place, and most importantly, are deterrents, okay? When you see these low numbers, you're like, oh, these guys aren't doing their jobs. That's not an accurate assessment. When you see these low numbers, it is a pure indicator that these closed border policies are actually deterring individuals from wanting to make that long journey and that long trek, as you've seen these migrant caravans trying to work their way up to the Southwest border. Because under this administration, with zero parole, pardon the phrasing, but you ain't getting in. Right.
That's right.
And if you do get apprehended and you're vetted, there's not an automatic catch and release. There's this thing called mandatory detention. So that way you can get your process and get put into what we call our Title VIII proceedings. And so these are some aggressive numbers that now going into 9 months, 10 months into the administration, we see that these policies are in fact working. They're policies that he promised the American people. And these are policies, I'll remind folks, because he won the popular vote and he won the Electoral College. These are policies that I was very proud to be a part of early on in the transition of the administration that have now yielded some extremely great news for the American people.
Well, that is fantastic. That really is. And you're right. It's a real delivery mechanism, and it has shocked a lot of people, Tony, who are so used to politicians making promises and then never coming within a country mile of fulfilling them. And he makes promises and he keeps them and he puts people in place who carry it out. And I think there's still just a lot of people who are shocked that he's doing exactly what he said he would do.
I'm hoping that there are folks who are listening to this show that are pleasantly surprised. They may be shocked, but hopefully they'll begin to see that they are pleasantly surprised at one. We have an elected official that quite frankly told you what he was going to do.
Yep.
And he did it.
That's right.
Right. Good, bad, right, wrong, indifferent. I guess people can argue about how they approach in his messaging. I don't really care. Being a person who went from practicing law into operations, as you know,
yeah.
I yearn for forthright leaders and leadership,
yep,
who you know exactly when they say they mean what they say and they say what they mean.
Yep.
Because it gives you a defined avenue and expectations and support to actually move the football forward without fear of reprisal if you don't do it a certain way because you're not clear on the person's messaging. But this president has been absolutely 100% crystal clear. He told us, told the American people, not us, he told the American people exactly what the issues are. I think the American people saw it, right, compared to the previous administration. Now we're beginning to learn about the mental decline of the president and how many people, the previous president, excuse me, previous administration, and how many people were complicit in covering that up. And and I one thing I know about Americans, we don't like to be gaslit.
Yep,
not at all, and played for fools. And when they tell you that this individual was fit and you're seeing him stumble or there's no crisis at the border, and we see droves of people flying Venezuelan flags.
Yes.
Yeah, flying Venezuelan flags at the border demanding entry into the United States. And then this president comes in and shuts it down.
Yeah.
So we didn't need legislation. We didn't need legislation. He said it correctly. We just needed a new president with direction, forthright courage, and a spine to make things happen.
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are seeing it happen in droves, as you point out. Tony Pham, senior policy fellow, over at America First Policy Institute. Tony, I always appreciate you being here, man. I love the perspective. And I just thank you for making time for us.
Absolutely, Jeff. I mean, I think I might change my mind. I might go out and masquerade and Halloween as an attorney. So we'll see. We'll see after chat.
Remember those bar regulations, sir.
I play one on TV is what I tell folks. Just a country lawyer from Richmond. So, hey, look, I appreciate everything you do for the Richmond area and getting the news out there. You keep doing what you need to do, Jeff. I think a lot of our listeners appreciate you. I know I appreciate you. I'm glad to be able to come on the show and talk to you anytime you have any issues with regard to immigration policy that's happening right now in this administration.
You are a good man. That is Tony Pham. He really is a great guy. I'm always so happy when we can get Tony on the air. And again, just a warning to those going to Tony's house for Halloween. Don't. No candy. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. I'm just going to state this for the record. The next time that Tony and Jamal and I get together for lunch over at Jake's place, we will absolutely harass the living candy right out of Tony. My gosh, howdy. Well, all right. I get it. He's waiting for grandkids. Wow. Did you see the pictures of the Winsome Sears bus? All went up about an hour ago. She had a bus somewhere, I think, Southwest Virginia, and it caught on fire. Now, I don't have any more details, anything further than that. I know everybody's mind starts to race. Oh, somebody set it on fire. It was an intent. Nothing in that regard. And we know sometimes things just happen. Moment from now, I'm going to give you a chance to win those tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson out at JPJ in Charlottesville. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
He's, I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.